Hello and welcome to the Cloud Computing School YouTube channel. In this video, we will provide a step-by-step procedure to deploy Azure Virtual Desktop (AVD) infrastructure with a Windows 11 desktop. Azure Virtual Desktop enables you to access desktops and applications from virtually anywhere. Azure Virtual Desktop is the cloud equivalent of Microsoft Remote Desktop Service, RDS, and is Microsoft's VDI implementation. In this how-to video, we will carry out the following steps at high level. Create a personal host pool, including a session host virtual machine, VM, joined to your Microsoft Entra tenant with Windows 11 Enterprise and added to the host pool. Create a workspace and an application group which publishes a desktop to the session host VM. Assign users to the application group. Connect to the Azure Virtual Desktop running Windows 11 Enterprise. Before continuing, ensure that your Azure subscription or resource group in which you will deploy the AVD resources have the following Azure ARBAC built-in roles assigned to the user you are running operations with. Desktop Virtualization Contributor. This is required for creating AVD host pools, workspaces, and application groups. Virtual Machine Contributor. This is required for creating session host virtual machines. To deploy a new Azure Virtual Desktop infrastructure in the Azure portal, carry out the following steps. Log into the Azure portal at https://portal.azure.com. Create an Azure VNet in the same Azure region you want to deploy your AVD session hosts to. Create at least one user account in Microsoft Entra ID. You will be using this user for connecting to the Azure Virtual Desktop. This account must be assigned the Virtual Machine User Login or Virtual Machine Administrator Login ARBAC role on the subscription. Alternatively, you can assign the role to the account on the Session Host VM or the resource group containing the VM after deployment. An Entra ID user has already been created and provisioned with the Virtual Machine Administrator Login ARBAC role on the subscription level. Download and install a remote desktop client on your local machine in order to be able to connect to the Azure Virtual Desktop. Alternatively, you can use the remote desktop web client, which you can use through a supported web browser without installing any extra software. The Windows remote desktop client has already been installed on the local machine of this demo. You are now ready to create an AVD host pool. Inside the Azure portal, click on Create a Resource and search for Host Pool. Click Create under Host Pool. On the Basics tab, provide values for the following parameters: Subscription and Resource Group Name, Host Pool Name and Azure Region, i.e. Location. Decide if this is going to be a validation host pool or not. Host pools are a collection of one or more identical virtual machines within Azure Virtual Desktop environment. Validation host pools let you monitor service updates before the service applies them to your standard or non-validation environment. Without a validation host pool, you may not discover changes that introduce errors, which could result in downtime for users in your standard environment. For the purpose of this demo, choose No. Select Desktop as the preferred app group type. Select Personal for the host pool type. This means that end users have a dedicated assigned session host that they always connect to. Selecting Personal shows a new option for assignment type. In automatic assignment, the service will select an available host and assign it to an user. In direct assignment, the admin selects a specific host to assign to an user. Select Automatic and click Next. On the Virtual Machines tab, click Yes and provide the following parameters related to Host Pool Virtual Machines Session Hosts. Select Azure Virtual Machine as the virtual machine type. Choose a virtual machine location, i.e. Azure region. Choose an availability options. You can choose among no redundancy, Azure availability zones, and Azure availability sets. For the purpose of this demo, choose the No Infrastructure Redundancy option. Choose among the standard, Trusted Launch, and Confidential Virtual Machine options. For the purpose of this demo, choose the Trusted Launch VM. Enable Secure Boot, enable VTPM and Integrity Monitoring. Choose the Windows 11 image of your choice and the virtual machine size. If you need to enable VM hibernation, you must first register this feature in your Azure subscription. Choose 1 as the number of VMs and choose premium SSD disk type and the size of the disk. For boot diagnostics, choose to enable with managed storage account. Choose an existing Azure VNet and then choose the subnet and network security group options. Choose to allow public inbound ports for RDP and SSH. Choose Microsoft Entra ID as the domain to join and choose No for enrolling the VM with Intune. Provide the username and password of the VM local administrator account. You can optionally provide the location of an ARM template, inline deployment script, desired state configuration, custom script extension for custom configuration on your session hosts. Click Next to continue. On the Workspace tab, choose Yes to register a desktop application group to a newly created workspace name. Click Next to continue. On the Advanced tab, you can optionally enable diagnostic settings. Available logs destinations are a log analytics workspace, a storage account, or an event hub. Click Next to continue. On the Tags tab, you can optionally supply tag names and values. Click Next to continue. Review all provided parameter values and click Create to complete creating the Azure Virtual Desktop Host Pool, Session Host Virtual Machine, Application Group, and Workspace. Wait while the Azure Resource Deployment operation is in progress. Since virtual machine deployment is involved, this operation can take considerable time. To assign users to the application group, carry out the following steps. From the Host Pool Overview blade, select Application Groups. Select the application group from the list. From the Application Group Overview, select Assignments. Select Add, then search for and select the user account you want to be assigned to this application group. Finish by selecting Select. To enable connections from remote desktop clients, carry out the following steps. Go to the Host Pool Overview blade, then select RDP Properties. Select the Advanced tab. In the RDP Properties box, add Target is adjoined I1 to the start of the text in the box. Select Save. At this point and after all AVD resources have been provisioned, you should be able to use your remote desktop client or the web-based RD client to connect to the provisioned Windows 11 desktop. Since the provisioning of AVD resources can take a quite long time, we will be using an pre-created AVD Windows 11 desktop to test a desktop launch with our Entra ID user. Thank you for watching this video. Please subscribe to the Cloud Computing YouTube channel for more free videos.